from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we got Pat.
All right, and let's go right now to the fan hotline and talk to Pat Bostick. And Pat, it's kind of interesting. There's a little nostalgia going on right now. In the background, I have the Pat McAfee show on. And he is live in Morgantown. They're getting ready for that big game down there. But every time I see Pat McAfee and hear Pat McAfee and think about Pat McAfee, the only thing I can think of is him missing 2 field goals in the biggest game of his career.
Yeah, no, I was going to tweet at him, Paul, and thank him for having Owen Schmidt and Pat White and Slayton on. They're having a 13-9 reunion, and I appreciate it.
Exactly. It's a 13-9 reunion, and of course, you were a big part of that game too, but it's always amazing to me, and it goes to show you, a lot of times, the guys who are the GOATs in those games are the ones that are like exiled, but he seems to be still beloved in Morgantown.
Yeah, well, he's done a heck of a job, obviously, with his career, and he embodies I think the spirit of certainly that program, and has taken his career to pretty significant heights. So just doing him a big solid by being down there. It looks pretty raucous. I understand there's some bleep outs have to happen because they're chanting some obscenities, which doesn't surprise me. But no, Pat's a good dude, and that's quite the show down there. It should be a big game down in Morgantown tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It should be fun. It should be interesting. But yeah, like I said, every time I see him or hear from him, I always think of the 2 field goals that he missed in that game that you guys obviously prevailed. Of course, you guys have your own game. It's not big nationally, but it's big for Pitt because it's their opener, and of course you want to get off to a good start. And more importantly, Pat, it's the first time we will all get an opportunity to see whatever this offense is, it looks like, and what it is, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you saw it in the spring game, but that was just a taste. I think we'll get a chance to see the tempo and see Eli Holstein at quarterback. Obviously, that was made public yesterday. I think it'll be fun to watch. It'll be more fun to watch if they get rolling and score some points. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, the live bullets fly and watching how these guys perform when it counts.
Yep. So Pat Narduzzi announced Eli Holstein as the starter. Did that surprise you? Obviously, you're around it very much, but I mean, given what we were told in the spring and even early in training camp, it seemed to be going the other way. I mean, did Eli Holstein just really play well the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think he caught up, as Pat Narduzzi said at his Monday presser, and Cade Bell kind of confirmed. And I think, I liken it to they realize that they both can play winning football, which is a positive. So the floor is set. I think they're just really, really intrigued to see what the ceiling is with Eli Holstein, and the concept of having, the prospect of having 3 or 4 years of him is really enticing to get him that experience and see what he does when the bright lights are out there. It's comforting to know you have Yarnell there. I am surprised that a starter was named. I think we all know that Pat Narduzzi likes to play it a little close to the vest, but I think this is symbolic in terms of really giving Eli a jolt and some confidence heading into his first career start.
How is he different than Nate Yarnell?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's more athletic. He's a stronger build, so more durable, so probably more apt to utilize him in the run game. I would say not that Nate is slow by any stretch, but he's got everything you want in a college quarterback. Throws the ball plenty well and with plenty of velocity and can get it down the field. He's accurate. He's played in this system before, which Nate Yarnell did too, but more recently for Eli Holstein, he played in this style system in high school. So all the RPO and stuff is very natural to him. He did a lot of it, you know, playing scout team down in Alabama. And obviously, you know, the pedigree, you know, this guy was a top 30 recruit coming out of high school. So he's been under the spotlight before. Obviously when you go to Alabama, you've got something to you, even though he was somewhat buried in the depth chart. I think some of that talent that, you want to see consistently is certainly evident when you watch him practice and hopefully in a game environment tomorrow.
Clear up some things about the offense for us, will you please, Pat? How is this different than the Todd Graham high octane offense that, you know, I mean, when he came in, they wanted to go real fast. And, I mean, is this going to be – this isn't going to be – they're not going to throw the ball 75 times a game right here, are they? I mean, this isn't going to be that kind of offense. It's mostly just about tempo, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they certainly – in using the RPO, you could throw it more than you run it. But there's games when, depending on the look, you'll hand it off more than you throw it. So I think the biggest difference, Paul, that I could distinguish between this offense and what you typically watch on Saturday afternoons nowadays, because the difference – you know, when Todd Graham brought that offense to Pitt, you know, it was Rich Rodriguez and you know, Oklahoma State and a little bit down in the south. They were running the kind of the run and shoot and a little bit of spread option. But the up-tempo stuff was more the exception than the rule. Now that's more the rule than the exception. You see up-tempo almost all the time. The difference for me with Cade Bell and what he does is the incorporation of motions and shifts and some of the more pro-style stuff with the tempo. That's putting a lot on players, and if you're able to execute that, it gives you a significant advantage, because not only are you dictating the tempo of the game, but you're also able to do the things that are more traditional to a pro-style offense with that tempo, which I've been impressed and very intrigued in how that works, and it's been very interesting to watch, you know, just in practice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Cade Bell, we're talking with Pat Bostic, voice of the Pitt Panthers. You're the color commentator of the color analyst of the Pitt Panthers. I guess Bill Hillgrove is technically
Billy's
the voice.
Billy's the voice. You got it.
Yes. So, you're obviously a big part of the broadcast team, I've always been impressed by how much you enjoy breaking down film and talking football. Have you gotten a chance to do that a little bit with Cade Bell? I mean, it seems to me like he's a little bit of a football junkie himself.
Yeah, we have. He's a little younger than me, which is a first, having an offensive coordinator that's younger than me. That means I'm getting older. But he's 31 years old, so he played a few years after I did down at Jacksonville. And, you know, he's a coach's son. He's just a gym rat. And, you know, he really has pulled a lot from the NFL game and the 2019 LSU offense, and kind of incorporated and melded it with what Tennessee does. That's what's been most I think interesting about him is how much he studies other teams and incorporates it into his system. But he played quarterback, so he knows the position. Everything runs through the quarterback. And I think he's developed a really good rapport with them. I think the thing that struck me the most is how demanding he is with those guys. And it's been fun to watch him coach and get to know him. And he'll be fun to watch on the sideline. He's an energetic guy.
Defensively, Pat, and I'll just quote Pat Narduzzi when he was on my show like 2 weeks ago. I said to him, you know, you lost a number of high-profile players on defense. How do you replace them? And he started off by saying, well, let's start here. Those high-profile players led us to 3 wins. So yeah. My question is, it sounds like he's got a lot of young and, you know, some depth at all of positions on defense. Do you like the defense? Do you think they have a chance to be really good?
I do. I like them on the – I think the D-line's still a little bit of a build. They're deep at D-tackle, the D-end spot. They need to – you know, they got to stay healthy. But I love the linebacking core they have. It's young, but it's incredibly athletic. And I think it's the deepest group of safeties they've had. I think it's going to allow them to play a little bit differently than not that they've always blitzed a lot. I mean, they're in the 35 to 36% range, I think, which is pretty high. But, you know, I think they're going to rely upon those linebackers to make a lot of plays, and I expect them to. So I think it's a very athletic defense in that way. I don't think they can rely as much on a four-man rush. But when you watch them just line up and go play ball, there's just speed everywhere. And I think in today's ball, that's as valuable as anything is having those second level players that can run with receivers. And also when asked and when assigned, get after the quarterback, and they have the propensity to do that.
Well, real quickly, we'll get your thought a little bit. What will we see from Kent State? I'm sure you've done some, you know, study on them and research, because obviously you got to call the game. What are some of your thoughts about Kent State?
Yeah, I think they're, you know, they went 1-11 last year. Kenny Burns came in from Minnesota, worked for PJ Fleck. And, you know, it's going to start with running the ball. You know, they're a spread out offense. I think they'll be somewhat slower operationally than Pitt. They named a sophomore their starting quarterback who, you know, played well. He's thrown 4 touchdowns in his career, but he's not a runner by trade. Transfer a tailback. They're young up front. And defensively, you know, they've got some experience back. They got 2 new coordinators on both sides, one coming from Charlotte, one coming from North Dakota State. So you're kind of unsure what you're going to see schematically. But listen, you know, we've seen enough of these games, Paul, with mid-majors and mid-American conference teams that, you know, these kids treat these games like they're bowl games. And I expect to see – they got a lot of kids from Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania on their roster. I expect to see their best shot come tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see how they approach the game. You know, do you keep it close and try to run the ball and slow the game down, or do you give them your best shot and go out there and guns a-blazing? It'll be I think we'll find out pretty quick.
With Cincinnati and then, you know, on the road, and then West Virginia coming up, do you think that Pitt might hold some things back, or do you think we might get a pretty full taste of the offense tomorrow?
I think we're going to get a full taste. I think enough's out there on Cade Bell and how they play. I think that this is a game, quite frankly, coming off of last season, that's important to not only win, but win handily. And with a young quarterback, I think it's important to validate the work that he's done and let him go out there and play and cut it loose. So I don't expect it to be overly conservative. Certainly as the game goes on, that might be dictated to by the score, hopefully. But I expect them to cut it loose and, you know, put this offense out there and put on a show. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, well, that should be a lot of fun, and hopefully, you know, it's better. As I've said many times this summer, hopefully, it's better than Pitt's first attempt at high octane football.
Yeah, we need the actual octane this time, but I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be fun to watch the young guy go play tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Hey, I know you're really busy. I know you're getting ready for a game and probably got all kinds of things you got to do. So thank you so much for jumping on and breaking it down for us.
You got it anytime, Paul. I appreciate you.
All right. That's Pat Bostick. And he's the voice. I actually took his advice and tweeted that out, City Limits.
What's that?
You know, the Pat McAfee show has been tweeting all these photos of their show, right? And there's a picture with Owen Schmidt, Pat White, and Pat McAfee. And I said something to the effect of, hey, good to see the 13-9 crew is getting back together for us.
How does he not get more, like, shame and ridicule for that?
I don't know.
He's one of the most powerful people in the media. Maybe he's getting to be one of the most powerful in all sports.
Yeah.
Is that right? I mean, I would think so.
I mean, I just think it's incredible. If you think about it, it's like people forget about that completely. But it's true. And it's, that's just, I don't know. But I do think that Pitt is going to be a little intriguing tomorrow. Will you have at least your eye on the phone following
on
the
Gamecast
or something?
What do you think the final score is going to be? We should make predictions for the final score.
Yeah, we can do that in 135. We'll do that in 135, right?
All right.
In the 135, we'll take a look at a number of games this weekend. You know, we've got Bob Walk coming up. I'm sure he's going to be excited about talking about this past week of the Pirates.
Are you excited to talk about it?
Not really. Because
frustrating. That's what I have to say.
You know, again, it wasn't that long ago that we were arguing vehemently that the Pirates are the one team that teams would be scared to death to play in the playoffs in a short series. And you say to yourself, well, I mean, with their top three pitchers, why not? And my answer would be they just played the Cubs at home with their top three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.